Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, fabulous producer Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass.
I always get third billing.
Pennsylvania Bar Association Judicial Review Committee member, and you're still on that, right?
Right, but I don't think I don't have, currently have an assignment.
So. Okay, well, you will. You'll be vetting somebody shortly. CSVT Task Force Chair. He is a Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters. Broadcasters Hall of Fame. There we go. He's a veteran, former member of the Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee, which he got elevated to earthquake, global earthquake prevention. Right?
No, I was just administrative chairman of the Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee. Had nothing to do with earthquakes or tsunamis or
around the world.
It just had to do with emergency communications.
You're saying the news media makes things up?
Well, fake news is certainly what you're doing over there, buddy.
Right. No, it's not the news media. It's just you.
Just
Mark.
You, Lawrence.
All right. Still on the executive board.
I looked up fake news in the dictionary, and there was your photo.
President Trump put it there. All right. You're on the executive board of the State Mayors Association, but your favorite title comes around the dinner table when one of your grandsons looks at you and says,
that's
the other one. The
no,
other one.
No, he says Papa.
There we go.
The other one looks at me and says, bah.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Yeah, boy. Of course, he's only 6 months old. I don't expect
right,
that
this is all perfectly normal. Well,
but he does seem to have formed an opinion of me even at that early age. And I'm not certain it's a good one.
Oh.
Although I do get a big smile from him.
Amazingly intuitive kid.
Apparently so.
If your infant smiles, they say it's just a bowel movement. So.
Oh, is that it? Well, then yeah. He must be having a lot of bowel movements when he sees me.
You bring out the best of him, I'll tell you what.
Well, you could phrase that another way, but we'd be off the air.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us, as one individual has done, at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. And guess what? Our show is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. Do as I do. Go to the Sunbury Motor Company. Get your car checked or inspected or worked on or lined up or washed or whatever at the Quick Lane. And then go see the brand-new Fords, Hyundais. They got a couple of Kias in Sunbury. And they got the Lincoln cars and trucks there, and tell you what, they are just fabulous vehicles. And if you can't find what you want in a new vehicle, well, then just look at the hundreds of pre-owned vehicles. Check the Carfax report. Look at it online. Lots of pictures. Walk around. Kick the tires, I guess, gently. But they would just love for you to pick out your next vehicle from the many vehicles on display at the Sunbury Motor Company. They got the Lincoln dealership there. They got the big dealership. They got the body shop. They got the Quick Lane. They got the big truck garage and everything else there for you. And of course, the nice showroom. They got the new Ford Ranger there, so you can pick up one of those. Don't buy mine, please, but do pick one up for yourself. Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. They would just love to do business with you. Go ask for Mike down there and buy a new truck, and he'll be happy you did, and you'll be happy you did as well. What do you know, sir? Oh, we have an email.
Yeah, we have an email, yes.
We talked about this dramatic turn of events that happened at the Republican conference over the weekend to try to select the individual that would represent the 12th district. And instead of coming out with what would have been the worst candidate, and that's because he would have been handpicked by the Republican Party and not by the conferees, who is somewhat tainted by an email of of accusing him of past abuse. Now, we haven't heard from Representative Wieland yet, and so, you know, we'd love to hear his response. We haven't heard from former Congressman Moreno, so I'm sure they have a version of this. But it sounds like, you know, Congressman Moreno was trying to orchestrate his favored candidate to get that through the state or regional Republican Party, may or may not have been helping. But there was an email that accused Representative Wieland of abuse of his spouse and ex-wife and his child. This would have been some period of time, 15 to 25 years ago.
Well, the letter was written by his stepson.
Okay, a stepson.
A stepson.
Somewhat of an estranged stepson who's not included in...
If he wasn't before, I suspect he is now.
Family matters, right.
And Taylor says, greetings. If the accusations of abuse perpetrated by Representative Wieland make him unfit to serve in the U.S. Congress, why is he fit to serve his district in Williamsport? I hope that somebody investigates these allegations, whether it's the PA House or the police, and finds out if they're true. If they are true, then he should step down. Signed, Taylor.
Yeah, I really, really agree. It's tough if they are true. But I think it'd be easy to do some vetting. We'd love to hear from the ex-wife and the son. And Congressman Moreno, even though these accusations are out there, Congressman Moreno still supports him. And so we'd just love to hear more about this.
Out of curiosity, this apparently was some time ago, you know, and he's been serving apparently successfully in the interim before these things were known. So why suddenly, if they are found out, does that disqualify him from service if it didn't disqualify him or impede his performance of his job before then?
Well, you mean, let's suppose they're true kind of thing?
Yeah, or? I mean, we're looking at the same thing in Virginia. You know, the allegations there against the lieutenant governor.
Right.
He's still in office. He's still holding on.
Still doing the job.
Still doing the job, you right. know. But what is it about your past? I mean, I how far back do we go? Maybe this is more recent than some of the others, but we've had some that are, what, 30 years old? Northam's yeah. photograph of in blackface is 30 years old. The allegations against Brett Kavanaugh went back to his high school days. You know, well, it seems like there should be some kind of standard that we employ here.
I don't know. I understand what you're saying. You know, if to be a state representative, you have to have certain sensitivities, and apparently he's had those up to now. He's been able to perform that duty. But let's suppose that if we are supposing that the allegations are true, that's a terrible asterisk at the bottom of your resume, that your spousal abuser and child abuser within your home, and that is something that was, not prosecuted at that time, you know, perhaps. I don't even know. Maybe there was something that happened at that time. But if that's true, that speaks pretty deeply, I think, to the nature of your character and how you respect people, whether they're spouse or other people. So therefore, I think that would be, even though you were performing the function of state representative satisfactorily in the minds of the voters, I think that's a pretty good secret to have in your closet, that you don't have the kind of respect for women and protecting children that you should.
Has he voted against legislation that would protect the rights of women? You know, has he voted for those bills?
Yeah, I don't know.
There have been some that have come up. Pennsylvania's modified its law with respect to a number of issues involving women in the recent past.
Well, maybe he's gone the other way, hyper-protecting women and always voting in that manner.
Yeah, he may well be. So, you know...
Well, we'll give him a chance if he wants to address this.
Well, the thing is, neither one of the callers we had yesterday who were there and who got the email, neither one of them felt like they wanted to share it. And I don't blame them if the charges are unsubstantiated at this point. But it's hard to gauge the severity of this without knowing exactly what the allegations are. So what we're talking about here are allegations against a man who, up to now, his character apparently has been unassailed. At least I'm not aware of it. If he had been, I would think he'd have been hard-pressed to get elected in Williamsport. I don't imagine the voters there would be overly friendly to someone who was a child abuser or a wife abuser. Do you? So, I mean, I think without knowing exactly the nature of the charges, when they happened, you know, and what the outcome was, did his wife report, his ex-wife report him? Did the son report him? Or was this just something that surfaced because he was in a political contest, one step up, which is exactly what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. he was, these charges have been around or could have been around for years. They didn't surface when he was running or when he was nominated for a judge in the appellate court, but suddenly he gets nominated for something higher and all of these things come out. And
well, they came out because they came out in Kavanaugh's case and in Whelan's case because the individual who knew about it just couldn't stand it anymore, that people were saying, oh, he's a gentle human being. He's a super guy. He would never hurt a fly. Well, if you'd been abused by him for any number of years, how long could you stand by and say that? Well, if he's a state representative, maybe you choose to tell people in your immediate circle. But if he's about to be elevated to U.S. Congress or, in Kavanaugh's case, about to be elevated to U.S. Supreme Court, I think you feel as though you have to finally step up. I understand what you're saying, you know, why wait 30 years? Or I think in Whelan's case, we're going to be going back about 20 years, but I don't know that for sure. But that would sort of make sense if you look at his family pictures and so on.
But he did get divorced, you know, so that would have been the time to bring it up, wouldn't you think?
Well, perhaps, but why not just get the, you know, I'm not going to blame the victim for not having stepped forward.
I just want out. That could just be, you know, just get me out of here. That's all I really care about. I'll just be glad to be out of this marriage. So that could easily be the case, too.
All right. Well, if anybody wishes to talk about this or our new email today, feel free to give us a buzz now.
Has there been any? I didn't see I don't see the Williamsport paper.
Nobody else is covering it.
I was going to say you used to be a newsman in Williamsport. You know, are you surprised that no one up there has picked this story up and is running with it or checking it out?
Well, it could be in the Sun Gazette today. I did not look there yet. It wasn't reported yesterday. Penn Live alluded to the fact that there was something, bubbling in the background, but they didn't do a full blown story yet, but they may now.
And I think that they did. I think that's where I saw the fact that the letter was written by his stepson.
That it existed. So. Okay. So, right. So now they're picking up on that.
Because John Bozier usually doesn't miss much up there for Penn Live.
No, absolutely not. 1-800-795-9565. If anybody has some parting words on this, this ain't going to be our big topic of the day. We want to talk about how Democrats are going after President Trump, deservedly so. So we'll talk
witch
about
hunt,
that.
Witch hunt.
Right. That's what the defendant always says. I'm innocent. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Representative Jeff Wieland and the GOP caucus circus they held last week. But, you know, strangely enough, this is the best part about the whole thing. You come out with a happy ending. So that's the good news, that you have a local representative that's picked there, which, since it's a Republican district, you know, at least you're getting somebody from your immediate region. You may not agree with his politics, but I think, you know, Fred's a natural-born listener, and that kind of works out for everybody who's going to be one of his constituents. All right, 1-800-795-9565, our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Today's business.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. 9565 is our telephone number. Let me tell you about one of our fabulous sponsors, and that is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Your Hometown Pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis, and they want you to do something, and that is to know that if you spend a dollar in your local community instead of taking it to a big-box store like a CVS or a Walmart or a Target, if you do that, they take that dollar and they send it first to Minnesota or to Bentonville, Arkansas, or to their headquarters, and then they ship it off in these big bundles off to China. But if you spend a dollar at a hometown pharmacy like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Norrie Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, or Shade Mountain Pharmacy, they take that dollar, they go out the front door, and they go to another local business, and they give them that dollar. And that local business, maybe it's a local tire dealer, they go up the street to the local restaurant, and they turn in that dollar, and they buy a sandwich. And then those people take that dollar, they take it out the front door, and they take it to a local church. And that church happens to support the local fire companies, and those local fire companies help you out. Next thing you know, they're providing a valuable service to you, and they would just love to help you out. And then if they need fire equipment, they support a local fire equipment service company type deal. And then that fire, well, you get the idea. See what happened to your dollar? It never goes to China. It helps your local community. So why not help your whole town? Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy. They would just love to do business with you, and they would love for you to do business with them. Helps out your hometown. Everybody makes out. Everybody's happy. End of story. It just doesn't end any better than that. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Our fabulous producer is Rob Center. We still see slow-going traffic on Route 11 southbound coming through Northumberland. It is traffic that is gummed up because of the orange street light. If traffic volume is normal, there aren't long delays there, but as soon as you double up the traffic volume, then you end up with a situation where it's very slow going through Northumberland. And I don't know, maybe it needs to be run by hand or something. I was in the traffic line yesterday. I got stopped out at the new WNL Subaru business, and it was maybe a half an hour till I got into town, you know, something like that. So, I mean, it wasn't the end of the world, but it's longer than it has to be. So maybe PennDOT will examine that light and see if the traffic light needs to be adjusted. Okay. Now, you are one of the individuals. A third person who was at this, we heard from two people yesterday, but a third person forwarded to us, the newsroom, the email that was sent out by that son. Having read that email...
Stepson.
Yeah, the stepson. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it was hard to read it on your phone because it kept truncating, but I had to keep going back and forth. But the allegations are pretty graphic. They involve actual physical abuse on both the mother and the son, including a belt, the use of a belt, and slamming the young man's head against cupboards. They're very serious allegations, and they certainly would be criminal charges if true. So I'm surprised that they weren't brought out earlier. You know, the severity of them.
20 years ago.
Well, it's pretty severe stuff. Wouldn't you agree? You read it, too.
Well, yeah, and my impression was that, tragically, this kind of things happens in households. But in a lot of cases, people find out. Neighbors find out. Now, police apparently never found out to the point that they wanted to prosecute. But sadly, at the time, you know, 20 years ago, this kind of thing was really just starting to be broadly addressed and was happening in homes, but often didn't come out. So
well, still,
I think at the time it isn't unusual then for it to have never been prosecuted.
I don't want to blame a victim, and the ex-wife
or investigate
in this instance would certainly be a victim. It's one thing if you're beating me up, but if you're beating my child up, apparently it wasn't his child, it was hers from another marriage or relationship or whatever. You would think she would say, that's it. I mean, what you do to me is one thing, but you're going to hurt my kid? No, that's not going to fly. I'm going to call the cops, and we're going to get this taken care of now.
Well, I think in our worthless hindsight, Lawrence's worthless hindsight, you have a little bit today, too.
My worthless hindsight all the time.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, I think we can go back and say things how they ought to be, but, you know, we can't. influence other people's behavior.
Apparently what triggered it, and I see what our caller yesterday made reference to, at the top of this email is an ad for Mr. Whelan when he ran before, featuring three of the four young men who call him dad, not including the one who wrote the letter.
Okay, so three of the four, but not the fourth.
He is an unmatched. I think the word used there is unmatched, as a fine person. And the fourth son, apparently reacting to that, wrote this letter to the conferees.
All right. Well, yeah, and if true, serious allegations. So, perhaps they'd be vetted by the descriptions that you hear there. You would kind of think as though the statute of limitations might have gone out. And we're going to contact Representative Whelan. He has the same open mic here anybody does anytime, and see what he has to say about this. And the electorate will, of course, have an opportunity to respond to this. You know, we're not the only people reporting it. So,
Look at what happened in Harrisburg. That state representative who was accused of stalking one of his other fellow members, a female member of the state house, he was stripped of his committee posts. He was ostracized, and then he just didn't run for reelection. But others down there have also been accused of sexual abuse in one form or another, or intimidation, and they've been forced to resign or to face some other consequence. So I can't believe that a serious allegation like this coming up in such a public way, in such a very noteworthy way, can't be ignored.
Sure, a public way. Yeah. It is public. I mean, all of this is public record now.
He sent it to 202 conferees, so, I mean, it's not exactly like it was a secret.
All right. Well, if anybody has any reaction or observations to this, give us a buzz.
Guess what? Al does.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Good morning, Al. You're on the mark.
Good morning. You say this happened like 25 years ago, right?
We don't know.
We actually don't know. None of it is time stamped, so you can't quite tell.
Well, I'm a father of that age. You know, I have kids from 42 to 32 to 30, you know, and that would have been in the time range. And it was at the point there where we knew that it wasn't like the past, that you can't just take the belt to your kid or take the kid out behind the woodshed. You know, it was to the point where the kids were already saying, oh, I'm going to tell the police if you do that to me, and then, you know, mm-hmm. go ahead and we'll both be in jail. I used to tell them, but I didn't beat my children, I didn't beat my wife, but I'm saying, if I did, why didn't they call at that time and get this nipped in the bud, and then come out later and do a, you know, a pro my dad's okay picture like you're talking about, and just go on and on and on, where you got your dirty little secret in the closet. And if they learn to live with it and forgave each other, and say it did happen, they learn to live with it, forgave each other, he says, oh my God, I should never have done anything like that, blah blah blah, and please forgive me, and you know, and they worked it out amongst themselves, well, why should his life be ruined now? And if it, you know, the stepson bringing this out, they have, it's tough. If it was a total lie, you could do something against the stepson. But if the stepson heard stories about, oh, you should have with dad when he was, you know, behaving like this, and being the younger son, you know, maybe the oldest son says, well, you don't really know your dad. And then he goes with the story of legend.
Well, Al, there was obviously
how bad it was, and then you know how legends go, they get exaggerated.
Al, there was obviously a political connotation of this, since that surfaced just in time to derail Representative Whelan's attempt to become the congressional nominee of the Republican Party. So it was politically timed for whatever reason.
The grandson probably thought, like you said earlier, the grandson probably thought, oh, I saw that old picture for the first time, and it enraged him, because of the stories that he's been hearing from the older one that may be exaggerated, and it may be true, it may not be true, but you're always innocent until proven guilty, and if the statute of limitations are made up and the time has passed and the people have made up or reconciled with each other and you know...
Well, there's no indication that that happened. There's no indication that it didn't,
because you can assume it did, because none of the other three sons or the ex-wife came forward. They didn't come forward to deny it.
Well, but you can't decide things.
They may have forgave him, but they didn't forget him, but they're not going to agitate it any longer. It's 25 years in the past.
Well, he told, and this was said on our program yesterday, he told Mr. Allred, who was one of the conferees who called him about the issue, that he was going to get a letter from his ex-wife stating that the allegations were not true. And he waited for that letter, and it never arrived. So I would think that if the ex-wife thought her son was abusing him or lying, and he contacted her, I would suppose she would have come forward and said, these allegations against my ex-husband aren't true. But so far, we haven't heard from her either.
Well, maybe she forgave him, but she's not going to come out and say what his behavior was right. And if she gives him the letter saying, she would have to lie.
Yeah.
She would have to lie in the letter. Maybe her letter should come out and say, yeah, he was like that, but he changed and we forgave him, and that was in the past.
Okay. Well, we can speculate how...
Well, she might be more forgiven than the electorate
because
would be.
Truth is always stranger than fiction, and we can exaggerate all we want, but the truth is usually pretty simple and pretty strange.
All right. Noted. All right. Thank you, Al.
Thanks, Al.
Really appreciate that. Hey, it's hard for us to stand here and say, well, this is the way ex-spouses or abuse victims or child abuse victims should behave, and this is when they should behave that way, and this is what they should do. You know, in hindsight, it's easy for people who aren't abusive and haven't been abused to say, well, this is what individuals who have been abused or are being abused, this is what they should do, this is what they this is who they should call. But it's all false reasoning. People in the middle of the situation don't reason precisely the same way we do, don't have the same options you and I do, and we don't do victim blaming because we know that we're not them. We're not in their shoes. We're going to take a break for the CBS News. When we come back, we got to find out why President Trump is being investigated and could be impeached. The Democrats are turning the screws even tighter. They want blood.
I think they're off the edge.
No, they're going too far. Okay. And I say they're not going far enough.
As does EB. We'll read his email when we come back.
Surprise, surprise. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunday.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Joe is here. Mr. Rob Center is there. Matt's over there. Everybody's where they need to be. On the Mark's always sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, we advise that you may be interested in signing up. It's to your advantage in some ways because we send you important breaking news, national or local news, just a few sentences, and then a link that would send you where to get the rest of the information. And if you want to follow up on it, you follow that link. And so that's the Text Connect system. It sends a text to your phone. We don't send you any ads. It's not sponsored. It doesn't have an opportunity for you to be harassed in any way. We don't sell the list, no matter what price Joe offers up for that list. The thousands of people and the numbers are safe. And we just use it to tell you in a manner beyond the radio that there's something cooking in your community you might want to follow up, or maybe it doesn't require follow-up. So that's what we use the Text Connect system for. As we have been discussing, some heavy drama at the meeting of the GOP conferees last weekend when they chose a party nominee for the special U.S. 12th District Congressional race to replace Tom Marino. Union Township Supervisor and GOP conferee Billy Allred told us on the Mark show yesterday that the party's selected favorite, Representative Jeff Whelan, was accused of abusing his stepson and ex-wife, and Allred said rumors of it had been spreading for some time, but the conferees then received an email from Whelan's stepson graphically describing what happened. So?
I spoke with Jeff on the phone. I gave him the details of what I had heard. He said it's absolutely not true and that he was going to be providing a letter from his ex-wife stating that it was not true, proving that it was not true, but that letter never came.
Yeah, Allred said Whelan did withdraw from the race, and that cleared the path for House member Fred Keller to become that congressional nominee. And incidentally, another fellow who was at this conference said nobody's reporting on the near fist fight when apparently when Tom Marino met Doug McClenko, of course, they're arch enemies now. At the door, he challenged him to a fist fight, asked him if he wanted Marino challenged McClenko to a fist fight, asked him if he wanted to step outside and settle it like men. So, fortunately, Doug is the bigger
has
person.
Has more common sense, apparently.
Apparently. It's not something. Boy, when I tell you what, when a congressman falls from grace.
Well, given the fact that he's resigned because of health issues, challenging people to a fist fight doesn't seem like a reasonable thing to do.
One good kidney punch, that would really set him back. All right, let's see. In other news, a U.S. Olympic gymnast and recipient of ESPN's Arthur Ashe Courage Award is coming to Bucknell. Allie Raceman will speak at Soika Pavilion April 2nd. A limited number of tickets will be available on the day of the event. Raceman's the second most decorated American gymnast of all time with 6 Olympic medals. She's one of the individuals sexually abused by Dr. Larry Nassar, the former team doctor who had hundreds of victims, according to testimony. And let's see what else is in the news today. How about this? Here's an unusual one. The parents of a West Point cadet. Now, the cadet was fatally injured in a skiing accident. Well, his parents have received a judge's permission to retrieve his sperm for possible artificial insemination in the future. All right, so I'll say that again. There's a lot in the lead. The parents of the West Point cadet who was fatally injured in a skiing accident have received a judge's permission to receive his sperm for possible artificial insemination.
I gather it was in storage somewhere for some other purpose?
Negative on that. On this, the U.S. Military Academy cadet Peter Zhu was declared brain dead last week, 4 days after a skiing accident at West Point. His parents asked a state court judge for permission to retrieve his sperm before the 21-year-old's organs were removed for donation that day. The parents said in a court filing their son planned to have children and they were desperate to have a small piece of Peter that might live on. The judge Friday granted permission to retrieve the sperm, ordering it stored pending a court hearing March 21st. Zhu was from Concord, California, planned to attend medical school.
Interesting story.
Yeah, just let that sink in for a little bit there. Okay. This is the parents want the son's sperm so that they can inseminate somebody in the future and have a grandchild.
I guess that would be an entanglement of some legal dimension or another.
But they are going to retrieve the sperm and then have more court hearings.
How that would be done, but, well.
All right. So there you have it. All right, finally.
More to come on that story.
On a more
upbeat
note, a Microsoft Corporation employee showed Melania Trump how he uses technology to limit his teenagers' screen time and control the websites they can access and who can see what they're doing online. The First Lady was in Redmond, Washington yesterday to get a briefing on programs and apps designed to teach kids how to stay safe online and about technology to help children with disabilities. It was the second stop on her 3-state overnight trip to spotlight the themes of her Be Best campaign: child well-being, online safety and bullying prevention, and opioid abuse, which incidentally, I love this Be Best campaign. The more I hear about it, the better it is. But anyway, Melania Trump also watched a demonstration of a Microsoft Xbox adaptive controller shown to her by an employee with limited mobility because of a stroke and car crash. So Be Best is fabulous. So keep it up, Melania. I hope it sticks.
Okay, we have an email here that leads into our discussion, and we have a caller on the topic already. Our friend EB says no patriotic American should oppose the investigation.
Well, what's our topic?
For the President Trump and investigations by the Democrats.
All right, that's the
As
first.
As Maxine Waters said yesterday, do you know what she said?
No, I don't remember.
She said impeachment is the only solution for Trump.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, somebody should impeach her, too. No patriotic American should oppose the investigations launched into Donald Trump and his associates. There is an abundance of evidence to suggest something might be there, not that the Fox News watchers would know, since state-run media doesn't report it. If Trump is as squeaky clean and innocent as his brainwashed supporters believe, everything will exonerate him, and you can all have all the bragging rights for the rest of your lives. Opposing the investigations only suggests that you know something dirty is there, and you don't don't want the liberals to be proven right. Signed, E.B. Interesting. I wonder if E.B. felt that way when the Republicans were investigating Benghazi, and they didn't. The Democrats didn't want that investigation to go forward. Do you think he believed then that something dirty was there and that the Democrats didn't want it found out?
I don't know. It's funny that you pull out your Hillary card all the time now. You didn't used to, but now whenever anybody...
No, I think this is payback for those investigations. I think the Republicans started it this time around. I'll concede that. They started it with the investigations of Benghazi that went on interminably. And now the Democrats are just paying
back.
What
about President Obama? Didn't he do something bad, too?
Well, you know, look at Bill Clinton. You know, the investigations Bill Clinton.
President Trump, four wrongs do
right. Bill Clinton was exonerated or he found not impeached. He was impeached, but he wasn't convicted. Let me put it that way. That's the correct way to put it. He was impeached, but not convicted. But he certainly was guilty of obstruction of justice. He lied about his relationship with the intern.
Miss Lewinsky.
He lied. He covered up. So if that wasn't impeachable, why would President Trump did some of this stuff, why would it be impeachable now?
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Lance, what's your view on this?
Well, even if Trump is guilty on every iota of what they're accusing him from, to me, he's a jaywalker compared to the folks that sanctioned the dismemberment murders of human beings. I mean, that's where I stand here. And also, they can't fault him on his record. Now, think about this now. If we continued President Obama's policies on tax, regulation, energy dependency, trade, ISIS, Iran, North Korea, Syria, NATO, military spending, and fossil fuels until now, right? President Obama's 2% growth rate would still be the new normal with us. And they don't want to look that in the face, that's for sure.
Right, so the economy's booming, so we should ignore any and all crimes.
Well, I don't know. Look, compared to with that, and then the fact that they do sanction, and I guess you do, the dismemberment murders of human beings. Did you really read what was proposed in Virginia?
Mark does not favor abortion. I don't think he understood what you were saying about him, but he's not.
Well, no, I haven't read
abortion.
This bill, so I guess if that's in there, yeah, that's not ideal.
No, but I mean, you must sanction it because you're,
Because I'm a Democrat. I'm just a Democrat because I wanted to support some people who are Democrats. what do you say though? I support though in de facto.
Well, actually, in de facto...
Late-term abortion.
Late-term abortion. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, in other words, I don't know if you ever see a video of that, where the little bugger's pulling away while they put that...
What does this have to do
with President Trump? You have graphically described it several times in the past, Lance, and it's indelibly etched in my mind.
Which is only worse than individuals who consume too much alcohol and then drive, as I recall.
Well, yeah.
That's your other topic. All right, Trump is guilty of this witch hunt or not, or that's our topic, so go right ahead.
No, he's making a moral equivalency here between...
He could be well guilty on everything. I don't know.
Right, no argument there. All right, thank you, Lance. Appreciate the call. Cindy, thank you for waiting a short time. You are on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. The sun is shining. It's glorious.
And cold.
You can't have everything.
No, rain on
my husband's in Minneapolis, and he says that on the sign that gives you the temperature, it just says very cold.
It's busted.
Maybe their numbers don't go low enough. I don't know. I just wanted to reflect on this issue. This ex-wife didn't write this letter to bail out her ex-spouse, and it's food for thought to people who are engaged in vicious battles in divorces. Someday, you might need that person's alliance, so you should think really hard about whether or not you want to play such a rough game of divorce.
Especially if you're in politics.
Well, you just never know. It's a long life, as my husband used to tell my son about football. It's a long season. It's a long life, and you never know when you might need that person's help. And by so viciously alienating them, often over very petty issues, you're burning that bridge. I mean... many of the divorces I've witnessed, those spouses would not have you know, handed you a rope to keep you from falling off a cliff, let alone written a letter to bail you out in a political situation. So, and I can't blame them, you know, the bickering about things that go on. So I just urge people to think really hard when they engage in this warfare with their ex-spouse over children, over property, that they are, you know, perhaps creating a liability they can't even fathom, might come back to haunt them from heaven knows where. And I certainly don't know what this man did, but, you know, I certainly can empathize with his ex choosing not to help him crawl out of his hole that he's dug himself. So, thank you. Yeah,
sounds reasonable. Thanks.
Thank you very much. All right. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. Quick break. We're going to read from an Associated Press article or CNN?
A CNN article.
Fabulous. Comprehensive.
Propaganda from the left is what it is.
I was going to say objective story about the investigation of the president. We're going to look at that. So that's what we're talking about right now. President Donald John Trump and some scurrilous false accusations that he's a bad man. All right, so maybe I'm trying to sound objective here.
Well, you're doing a terrible job.
Oh, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Oh, the weather outside's been frightful. School cancellations are delightful. I want to go play in the snow. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Why is it that only kids are excited when it snows? Mom gets all crazy about going to the store for bread, milk, and eggs, and Dad runs to the hardware store for more salt. One of the quickest stops we make is our hometown pharmacy. We call ahead for our prescriptions, pick them up, and head on home to build the biggest snow fort on the block.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today at Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg.
Can anyone tell me, what's the big deal about bread, milk, and eggs? I mean, what's everybody gonna do? Sit inside and eat French toast while watching Snowmageddon hit?
Your hometown pharmacy, making a difference every season, every day.
There's music. Holy smoke. Great bumper music. Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
Oh, you can identify that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What song is this? This might be Fanfare for the Common Man.
You impress me every once in a while.
What's
every once in a while. Not always.
This is probably 1978 or so.
Yeah, somewhere in the 70s.
So,
late. Yeah.
And I saw them at the Hershey Park Arena. They played down there. Or no, where the Bears play. What the Hershey Bears? What's
the Hershey Arena.
Is that what it is? Okay, right. Yeah, it was inside, and it was really neat. So, yeah, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Good stuff.
Wow, Mark. Okay,
well,
classic rock.
Well,
how about
I've memorized
that?
Everything from the 70s. I just don't know a darn thing current.
Oh, yes. There you go. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Rock, he admitted to smoking marijuana.
In college, yes.
Acid rock is another issue.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the wholly appropriate investigation of President Trump. To this end, Joe found a very objective article about it.
Yeah, from CNN. They said Democrats on Monday launched an abuse of power investigation that could easily be transformed into more even a serious process with an expansive demand for documents from Trump's government, his family, and even his real estate empire. The president reacted to his worsening plight with a vehement defense on Sunday after a week in which testimony from his ex-lawyer Michael Cohen deepened his political vulnerability, and ahead of the expected filing soon of special counsel Robert Mueller's report. You notice all the wording in this CNN story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's obviously slanted against the president, his vulnerability. Well, who says he's vulnerable?
Well, crime stories are always slanted against the defendant. That's the bad side of being a defendant is, you know, all the articles are against you unless you want to offer a defense.
Well, Trump tweeted Sunday night.
There you go.
Presidential harassment by crazed Democrats at the highest level in the history of our country. Likewise, the most vicious and corrupt mainstream media that any president has ever had to endure.
There you go. Says the defendant. On his way up the perp wop, the defendant actually said, I'm innocent. And anybody who reports on my crimes is crazed.
If this was one investigation, you know, if they felt one thing that he did was wrong, that would certainly serve as the catalyst to move anything else forward. If they just picked one thing.
Just one of these terrible crimes.
Well, yeah, if there's so much evidence as
they
claim. Why
do they have to shotgun it and investigate everything?
Well, isn't that costing us a lot of money? If he's guilty of an impeachable offense, one will do.
Joe is very concerned that his 401k will plummet because of the presidential impeachment, and if that happens,
now, come on,
that's going to be bad news.
This is legislative piling on. It's payback for the fact that this guy dared to defeat Hillary Clinton.
Aren't there limits on that? I mean, isn't there a check on this?
Well, Jerry Nadler, who would argue that it is the Oversight Committee's responsibility to look at the administration and make sure that they're towing the line. He claims that during the 2 years the Republicans held the House, they didn't do that. There was no oversight of the Trump administration. Now they're making up for lost time. But you hear people like Maxine Waters saying, well, that impeachment is the only answer. But I would think then pick one impeachable
offense. Just pick one of his crimes, right. I
gotcha. That you think is going to be the one that makes or breaks you. Mm-hmm. Investigate it thoroughly. If the evidence is there, file the charges of impeachment against him. Let the Senate vote, and we'll move on. But this death by a thousand cuts, we're going to investigate everything. We're harassing his family. We're harassing his business associates.
Right.
We're harassing everybody and his brother, and we're costing millions of dollars in taxpayers' money. God, what's the Mueller investigation cost so far?
All these defendants and their henchmen are all of a sudden have fine standing, and when police investigate them or Congress investigates them, they're being harassed.
No, I'm saying they should have.
Only a person like
you
could
say
that.
They believe there is strong evidence that at least one thing he did was wrong, obstruction of justice, an impeachable offense.
Okay.
An impeachable offense.
Instead of
go
all this,
after it.
Instead of all the shotgun approach where let's go after all the crimes that we think he may be. Some were certain of, others were less sure, but require
calling
investigation.
Calling in Cohen and making it seem like he was God's gift to truth is ridiculous to me. The guy's already a convicted liar. Convicted of lying to Congress.
Who said he's God's gift to truth? They just
asked Democrats.
They asked him for
now,
testimony, and he offered it up. It's up to every individual to determine whether they think he was telling the truth or not.
Well, I mean, that was obviously there was no useful purpose there except to try to embarrass the president and get a lot of scurrious charges out on.
Oh yeah.
Jeez, get them out into the media.
Right.
And the media, the left-wing media just suck it up as they
awful.
Only do.
You the should left, never investigate wrongdoing.
The left, no, I'm saying
let
you should.
Let it continue.
You get the wax out of your ears, buddy. I'm saying we should investigate.
Oh, yeah, you should have one investigation. Even though he committed multiple crimes, only get him on one. So if there's a burglar in Shamokin Dam,
no,
but he also broke
not,
into cars.
Again, you're not hearing me.
Okay.
I said if they find that there is credible evidence that he committed a impeachable offense, you can then launch an investigation into everything else just to make sure you get it. But if there isn't evidence of an impeachable offense, why keep on going? What is the point?
All right, 1-800-795-9565. This seems like a wholly appropriate, normal investigation. You seem to see this party's investigating whomever is the president, and the other party in power wants to investigate or find out. But what say you? Is this wholly appropriate, or is this vindictive, and they're going after the president because of his...
I see a witch over there. We better hunt him down.
Right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Call us immediately with your... view. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, I think all of this investigating, it seems appropriate to me. If you want them to focus on just one of the president's many alleged crimes, then I don't have any problem with that. And if it's not enough for impeachment, of course, that will launch another one until, you know, this could take days.
Well, there is some theory.
They'll be finished in office until they're finished.
That a sitting president can't be indicted for crimes. There is that, you know, obviously they would have to wait. The criminal stuff might have to wait until after he was out of office. But I think if he's committed an impeachable offense, if obstruction of justice is an impeachable offense and it rises to a higher level than the impeachment than what Bill Clinton did, then fine. Let's bring it up.
All right, good. Well, let's do it. All right, we're in agreement on that. Again, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. I am assuming that Stan is out of town on a convention because he hasn't sent us a note to talk about this. Bob from Shamokin, what's your view on this wholly inappropriate investigation, says Joe?
Well, I mean, certainly I think that there's a possibility that they might have somebody telling them something and you know, it's appropriate to investigate. I mean, I know it would be hard to believe that either side would be doing stuff like this purely to get political points and to be able to, you know, keep an investigation going all the way up to 2020 for, you know, to keep Trump in the news in a bad light for those 2 years, because I'm sure that wouldn't have anything to do with it. But another thing that I was thinking is, what if they're taking a page from the Mueller playbook, where they're going to subpoena all these people, get them on record, have somebody else come and say just a slightly different story, and then go ahead and indict President Trump's children because their recollection is different, so they're going to say, well, you're lying to Congress or his aides, and just keep throwing charges up against people within his circle, maybe because they, you know, have a different recollection, or they've seen it a different way, or perception's different, or whatever, or just that they seen it and said it, and then they brought somebody out for just, again, possibly to score political points, who said, oh no, they're lying, and rather than say, well, we're going to investigate further because we have two different stories and see who's lying, we'll just be like, oh no, we're going to prosecute the president's children, or, I mean, I think anyone who would be called that would be in the inner circle, the best thing to do would be take Fifth Amendment, no matter what's asked. I mean, they ask you if the sky is blue, Fifth Amendment.
Well, you brought up a good point. You brought up an excellent point. One of the talking heads I heard this morning said he thought the reason the Democrats are doing this scattershot investigation is that if they can't find anything against Trump, they'll at least make him look like damaged goods by the time the next election rolls around.
Right, because of the many investigations.
Right.
I mean, I'm a firm believer, and I will say it over and over and over again, that we will not get out of the system that we are in, where everything's political and everything's gotcha and everything is one against the other. Meanwhile, bills don't get passed and things like that because they're too worried about who's scoring political points until we go and get term limits for Congress. I think that should also be for state, because if they know that they only have a limited number of time to get things done and to cement a legacy, they'd be out doing work for the people rather than just working to get score points for their own next election.
Yeah, good point.
Well,
very good point.
We'll see. All right, thank you so much for the call. 1-800-795-9565.
One of our writers says, Trump is his own worst enemy. If you have nothing to hide, show us your tax returns. If you have nothing to hide, let Mueller continue with the investigation and stop protesting it. Trump and his family are all crooked, and it's long overdue that they are all investigated, and let justice prevail.
What does CNN say specifically they're going after? Which behavior? I mean, the Russian collusion allegation, or...
Well, I don't think they're going after collusion. I think they're going after obstruction of justice over Comey's firing. I was looking to see if there was a list in here of all the things they were going to investigate. And of course, they're saying now Trump's showing signs of stress. I think the one who's showing signs of stress is Jim Acosta. Let's see. I don't see a list here that, you know, the Russia thing... It says they're looking at that. Nadler is expected to give further details on
Wednesday. I didn't bring my clipping here. You printed out me a copy,
but then
I didn't bring it.
I don't see...
Well, there's a couple of things mentioned in there. The Russia is just one of them. But, I think there's... Where there's smoke, there's fire. So they should be investigating.
Well, it says here Cohen last week produced a check for $35,000, which he said was proof that Trump was reimbursing him for what may amount to an infringement of campaign finance laws even while he was in office. Well, you know, unless there's a notation on the check that says illegal payoff to my attorney,
to my mistress,
unless he can show a bill that he invoiced him specifically reimbursement for shutting up Stormy Daniels.
Maybe he should fully cooperate and all this will go away.
Well,
no.
But what isn't that distracting him from doing the job the American people elected him to do? He is the president of the United States. And I'll tell you, it was absolutely unprecedented that while he was with Kim Jong-un in Vietnam, that the Democrats brought Cohen in. I mean, that's beyond what we have ever done in this country in the past. In the past, when the president was out of the country, we kept our mouths shut, especially while he was involved in negotiations with another country. But the Democrats now are so vindictive and so anxious to rip him apart one way or the other, they couldn't even wait till the guy came back from overseas before they ran Mr. Cohen and his horse and pony show through the media.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that kind of stuff applies to President Trump. You know, he's so verbose all the time and so out there. I think anything that other people do is fair game. I mean, not anything, but, you know, if he doesn't...
Lying, cheating?
Right, but he's lowered the standard so much to individual behavior that you can say, you know, you can do any name-calling or, you know, disparaging remarks about people. So why should they extend that same courtesy to him?
Because he's the President of the United States, and I would have extended it to Barack Obama, I would have extended it to Bill Clinton, to George Bush, to George H.W. Bush.
Well, I don't think President
to
Trump
any president.
Behaves like he deserves. I understand,
but he's still the president of the United States.
Right, a typical president should be granted that honor, but this president has lowered the title so low so that it doesn't apply anymore.
Because in your mind, he's done things you don't like and you don't think are proper. That we should now treat him like we should throw roadblocks in his path and have him fail. If he fails, America fails. And I think we should all be supporting him and hoping he succeeds.
Oh, brother, please sit down. Honestly, his behavior is reprehensible in so many ways. He's lowered the standard of what we expect of a president to beneath the basement. So that's why nobody hesitates to investigate him. My gosh, thousands of law enforcement agencies nationwide would grind to a halt while he's overseas. He'd spend his whole career overseas so that he could halt the investigation. Now, you can't stop investigating this president just because he's out of town. Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Well, it's worked that way in the past.
Right. Well, maybe because you had one president who maybe had one thing that they were concerned about. But this president has done so much and behaved so badly that I think you can't just stop while he's out of town.
What about the achievements that he's put on the books? You discount all them?
Well, I mean, you can have political arguments about them, like if you like tariffs or you don't, or if you're a farmer and you say, well, yeah, this is killing us.
But don't you take somebody, don't you want to be judged on balance? You don't want to be judged by the worst things you've ever done.
No,
you'd love to be judged by the best things you've ever done.
No, it is absolutely best to be judged by the best. But the dilemma is that you are judged in criminal fashions, on the criminal activities that you've done. You're judged in the court of public opinion and in Joe's opinion about the totality of things. But look, investigators investigate. That's what they do. So in this oversight committee investigates, that's what they do. Will they have a kinder, gentler view of the president after he's out of office in the years ahead, a more balanced view? That's possible. But everybody's doing what they do. You like to overlook his reprehensible behavior because you enjoy some other things that he's doing.
Well, how do you account for the fact that his approval rating is up 3 points in the last month?
I guess people like the decision-making.
43% to 46%.
Look, that doesn't absolve you of criminal behavior, which is what's being investigated.
It doesn't. But I think that there are some parts of the population that are looking at his record and saying, okay, like me, I don't think he's the best human being in the world, but he's working hard. He believes in America. He's trying to do what's best for America. He's trying to put America first.
Way over his head.
And so the minute you say America first, people say, oh, you're a nationalist. You're a white supremacist. You're a racist.
You're a MAGA lover. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Please call us up, 1-800-795-9565. Should we be investigating the president while in office? Should we wait till he's done, or every time he's overseas? Should we halt all the investigations? What should we do? 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Mark Lawrence. We're talking about President Donald Trump and the interminable investigations being launched by his Democratic opponents. And to that end, we have Paul on the phone who wants to equate somebody with the Manchurian candidate. Paul?
Yeah, those that have seen the movie The Manchurian Candidate, it was about the communists trying to get their people in power so that they could work both countries. And it seems like a logical thing that what was going down now, only it is not to assassinate the individual, but to kill more or less his reputation or his background. And if so, and he does get impeached, then are they going to do a background search on the individual that takes office in his place?
Well, it would be the vice president.
Well, it would be the vice president, but there's nothing to say that he, as well as Trump, make agreements with the Russian leaders.
Well, you know, but so far that no Russian collusion has been proven, and Mueller's been looking for it for 2 years, and so far I guess he hasn't found it.
Well, that may be true, Joe, but, you know, if you want to get someplace quick, you always throw up a smokescreen so that the people can't see what you're really doing.
Speed Racer used to do that all the time.
And
it definitely worked.
Who do you think's throwing up the smokescreen, Mueller or the president?
Well, that all depends on who wants the office the worst.
Okay.
All right, we got you.
You
Paul.
May have a point there, Paul.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
Appreciate
you very
your
much.
Call.
Lance, you get a minute on the radio. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you bet. Why, anyway, isn't it amazing, though, the way that the majority of the people prefer style over substance? Because this is really what this is all about. It's like if you take with the Russians, in 2012, our president said that Russia was not a geopolitical threat. Now, you'd have to be a foreign policy moron to make that statement, would you not?
And who said that?
President Obama.
Oh, okay.
And when he his opponent at the time called him out on it, that's now a United States senator, he said the 80s called, they want their foreign policy back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he had the style and no substance at all. And this guy here, he's got all the substance, and his style is horrid.
Yeah, amen.
All right, no argument there. All right.
Good point, Lance.
Thank you so much.
Back.
Yeah, well said. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, this is an investigation. Keep going on and on looking for some kind of a crime. But this is what happens when the people, I say the people, not Republican, not Democrat, the people that want a great president elect one, the whole establishment is on loading against Trump. And I don't know how many people can see that out there, but this is what's going on. He don't have any friends in Washington. He don't need lobbyists behind him. He's his own man. He has us, he has his base backing him, and we're not necessarily rich or lobbyists, but that's why he's hated so much. He don't have to be married to the news media. He don't have to be married to Hollywood. He don't have to be married to the lobbyists in Washington. He don't even have to be married to most Republicans. And certainly not hardly any Democrat. So he's on his own winging it, and he's getting a lot done. Imagine what he could get done if he only had some people on his side. He could truly, truly, truly make America great, as they have on their MAGA hats. But he's winging it alone, and he's done a lot by winging it alone out there. And I still think he's the greatest president I saw in my lifetime, and without any backing from anybody.
But, Dan, he's certainly done some things that you couldn't possibly support.
His agenda, I support
100%. Well, I mean, all the extramarital affairs and the Stormy Daniels things and paying off the Playboy model and grabbing women by the privates, all that sort of thing.
And this is the thing that not that we should go by the lowest common denominator, but every other press, not everyone, but a lot of them been accused, and they're honored in history. I won't name any of them. Joe knows more about them than I do, and they're going down as great presidents.
So this is just one of the liabilities of being president.
It's one of the liabilities of being a human being, flawed human being.
Okay. Right, they're all flawed. You look back at that. I'm not going to go through all the litany of the presidents that sinned in idolatry and office. I'm not going into that, but I'm going in the reason Trump's getting things done is why we support him. We want someone finally that could get things done in office. And we, you know, sure, the other presidents were in there. They might have had a more righteous campaign and more righteous presidency, but they didn't get anything done. Trump's getting it done in spite of all the accusations that are unproven. But if they are true, you know, he's getting the work done. And I didn't elect him because he was a perfect person. I voted for him because I figured we needed someone finally that could get the work done. And he did a lot of righteous things in office.
Well, you know the old expression, Dan, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. Trump's more than willing to break the eggs, and now the Democrats want to investigate how the eggs got broken and how bad the break was.
Now I'm getting hungry.
I'm afraid it's never going to let up, Joe. And I just think they're going to keep trying to find something because he's an outsider, and that's all that is. And he's, you know, he's the best. I'm saying it again. I don't care what anybody tries to say. He's the best president by far in my lifetime. He's Reagan on steroids, is what I call Trump.
Now you've gone too far, Dan.
He takes on the media.
Dan, you've gone too far there.
Right.
Ronald Reagan on steroids.
Joe, you'll have to stand up.
Well, he's already up. He has to sit down now.
Yep, and that's, you know, I can't help it, but that's the way I honestly feel, and I know a lot of supporters.
Well, you can get some therapy for that. They'll help you.
Help's available,
way.
Dan.
Help is on the way.
Maybe we can get a twofer. You and I can both go and get help, and we'll come to see things the way Mark does. Oh, gosh, I don't want to go for that training.
And the six wrongs doesn't make a right, whether it's presidents or one president or all of them lined up.
But Dan, here's the point. I'll go back to what I said earlier.
I believe
that if they honestly believe he obstructed justice, which is a crime, and no man should be above the law in this country, they should look into it. And if they find that he did, and they should file charges of impeachment against him and let the Senate decide whether or not to convict. But going after his family, his wife, his friends, his business associates, go after him. You know, he's the president. Let the other people alone, and let's narrow these investigations to what we believe is the main chance to determine whether or not he has committed an actionable crime or offense.
Yeah, and don't you think if they had anything by this time, they would have a real crime to investigate? By this time, they would have something. I think, in my personal opinion, they just want to keep the controversy, keep it going. They keep it going by what Trump calls the fake news media. They keep the controversy. The more investigations they can say they have, now they say they have 60, the more people that don't really check things out, they say, boy, he must be terrible.
All right.
Yes, to be a terrible president, have 60 investigations. I hear it out here. The people that don't check things out, they actually believe that he's so, as you, despicable, that he deserves to, he deserves all this, and he deserves to be railroaded out of office when he has no. There's no crime that they can come up with that he deserves to be railroaded out of office. You know it, and I know it.
We'll see. All right.
You guys have a great one. Thanks
you too.
For your time.
Yep, you too, Dan. Thank you so much for the call. We'll take a quickie break. Speedy Dialers now, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Okay, we have two emails here, and we have two calls, so we'll try to get to everybody. Right, Mark?
Yep.
All right, first email says, sorry, Joe, even if Trump did achieve some good things, does not change the fact that he's a crook. Lock him up. And that's the bottom line, not to mention the fact that he's a total embarrassment whenever he opens his mouth. Remember, Nixon did some good things, too, while in office, but his crookedness did him in, and he is remembered not for his achievements, but for being a crook. Another writer, Dave on the Hill, says, I believe Trump has been audited many times over the years by the IRS, but we didn't hear anything about it from them during the campaign to say he was an evil crook. Nothing he has done since elected is impeachable as far as I can see. The Dems are just PO'd that he beat Hillary.
All right, Chris, we got 2 minutes for you and then another caller.
That's about total nonsense, too. But impeachable, he really hasn't done that much, and I don't even think Joe actually believes he's working hard. He doesn't get to the office till noon or 1 usually, and he watches TV about 8 hours a day.
But I'll tell you
what.
You know this for a fact.
Well, maybe this for a fact?
Well, and maybe the hands-off is working. Just let the economy boom on its own. Stay out of its way kind of thing. Anyway, go ahead, Chris. That's not
the
where
guy
you're
does a 2-hour press conference on his own, talking to the media, taking every question thrown at him. He obviously is spending some time on the job.
Yeah, they had a wonderful 2-hour speech there at CPAC. That was so presidential, and that loving the flag trick is just so wonderful for the flag. I hope they fumigate it.
Well, and the AP did a fact check on it.
Patriotism is such a bad thing.
Talking about impeachable offenses, you're talking about crimes. The investigations aren't about impeachment. They're about getting facts that nobody's gathered. And the things that they asked for, the first list of things they've asked for, they're asking for ones that they already have been given to other people for various reasons. That's first on their list, so they can get them all in one place, because the Republicans were keeping everything under wraps in committees.
Okay.
I think what he did with Kushner is probably an impeachable offense.
And just being alive, okay? What else?
Speeding up his security clearance.
All right.
Give a security clearance to a relative who can't get it on his own.
Okay.
The way it was against the CNN merger thing, I think it was. That was just punishing CNN. They've been all for these vertical integration mergers, and he interfered with the Commerce Department to get it stopped. Why? To punish an enemy. That's abuse of power. It might not be a crime. It might be within his right to try, but it's still abuse of power and an impeachable offense.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
And he hasn't done that much. He's passed a lousy tax bill that gets us an extra $1 trillion in debt.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate that, Dale. You have to call first thing tomorrow morning. We'll put you right on the radio. We'll look forward to that. So we got at least one caller tomorrow.
Right.
You're listening to On the Mark on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.